Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer, and I talk to CM Punk. That's right. CM Punk is back after over 7 years. And we talk about his return to AEW and his future right here on the Busted Open Podcast. And then Tommy and I react. And you're going to want to listen to that as well now on the Busted Open Podcast. Somebody who gave us maybe the best pro wrestling moment in the last 20 years, and that's CM Punk. Sir, how are you this morning?
I'm great. I could complain about how tired I am and just sick of doing media already, but I love Tommy Dreamer. Here I am. Let's go.
Welcome back to the business. You're up early. You're talking. You're putting yourself over. You're putting AEW. That's what we do.
Why didn't you warn me?
It's funny because what's it like being back involved, like having to do media and everything else again?
I don't mind doing media. I'm just being sarcastic, curmudgeon. It's fun, honestly. You know, like Tommy's a guy I trust. So, you know, if he called me and was like, I'm in Poughkeepsie and I have a flat tire and it's pouring rain, can you come help me? I would come help Tommy. So, but it can be a little bit stressful. I will give myself anxiety and worry about certain things I say, knowing that there's, you know, people with Twitter who consider themselves journalists who will clickbait and out of context quotes and stuff like that, but can't make an omelet without cracking a few eggs. So fuck them. Can I say that?
Yes, you can say
it. It's satellite radio. Yeah.
Great. Fantastic.
It's funny you say that. Like, I don't want to say, like, I talk to you a lot. So I didn't, like, I've never interviewed you formally just because we're friends, mm-hmm. but our threads, when you were totally out of the business, of the most random crap that I will send to you or you'll reply back to me of just professional wrestling stuff.
And well, this is why I made a very important distinction in my first promo, is that, like, here's when I left pro wrestling and now I'm back. And there is a distinction. The other place will tell you and they'll beat you over the head with, we're not pro wrestling. So why do you want to go to bat for that company and say that it is? So it, you know, like, some people just pick their weird hills to die on. And yeah, I don't hate wrestling. I don't think I've ever hated wrestling. You know, there's a lot of funny rumors about me. There will continue to be a lot of great rumors about me. I figure if everybody likes you, you're probably doing something wrong, because somewhere along the way, you're going to piss somebody off.
Well, from your reaction that you received and how much literally one person changed the business, you've been doing pretty good. So it's awesome, man. And my favorite thing about it, when I see you, you see me, what do? We smile. And for the longest time, I haven't seen that smile and happiness. And the moment you walked out and I was just like, how you said, like, why did you warn me? It was just like, he's back, baby. That's mm-hmm. the guy I know. That's the guy I've been friends with. That's the guy I love.
That's great. I'm glad you could see that on television, because it, you know, sometimes stuff doesn't resonate through the TV screen. You know, you always want it to. That was a moment I'm glad did. I'm glad you could see that.
Absolutely.
7 years is a long time. What's the biggest changes you've seen in the industry in the 7 years that you've been gone?
I think the biggest ones are probably because of the pandemic. You know, there's no more house shows. The travel is a lot less. It's a lot light. You know what I mean? So like, even if I'm going to be on every single AEW show, and if they're taping Rampage, I'll be at TV, what, once a week, you know, do a live Dynamite, tape a Rampage. That's a far cry from, you know, get on a plane Friday morning, get to a destination, rent a car, drive to a building, wrestle, get in a car, drive to a hotel in the next town, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Oh, we need you at TV Tuesday, do Tuesday, maybe fly home if you're lucky on Wednesday. And then, you know, you have Thursday to sleep and rest, or try to have a family, connect with friends. That to me, from an outsider's perspective, is the biggest difference. There's a lot of differences between AEW and where I used to work, but you know, just for an overall analysis of the business, that's the biggest one. You know, that predominantly these companies are making money based on their television deals.
I also think it has a lot to do with Tony. As you know, Tony loves wrestling, and he wants to be like he's delivered on his promise. The beauty about, and I say you have replaced the Road Warrior pop. It's the loudest, most organic pop I've ever seen, because it was, the fans kept speculating about it. And I'm telling you, man, I've been in the business forever. And I was like, no, MJF's going to walk out. Somebody else is going to walk out and heal us. And it was like, they opened the show. They're chanting your name, your music hits. And even when your music hit, dude, I was like, there's no way, there's no way. And then when you walked out, I was like, oh my God. And like, Tony has delivered on every single one of his promises. And yep, he's just such a fan. And like, he works, I've been with him for an entire day, and I'm like, this dude is a vampire. He doesn't sleep. He's crazy. And he just keeps on like, and all we're doing is talking about wrestling. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing to have as a boss.
Yeah, I see a lot of criticism. And I'm like, if the number one criticism is, oh, this guy's a fan, he's a mark, well, shit, aren't we all? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I would rather have a guy who's a fan of it sitting, you know, with a headset on directing a show than somebody who doesn't like, you know, there's good and there's bad, and the good far outweighs the bad.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite moments from that night, not just the promo and your entrance, which was phenomenal, but you did the media scrum with Tony Khan afterwards, and I was a part of that. And I remember Bill Apter had a question for you. And I just saw your face kind of light up when you heard that Bill Apter had a question for you. And yeah, and unfortunately, Bill Apter couldn't work his phone. But, you know, he did.
Shocking.
But he did have a question for you. Like, did kind of your fandom in the history, you know, Harley Race recently passing away, like, you know, me and Tommy are always constantly talking about pro wrestling, and we're always watching obscure matches and obscure territory shows. Did that love come out before making your decision to come back with AEW?
You know, it came out when I came out, you know, like legit, because I almost didn't know what to expect. They could have thrown rotten cabbages at me, and I probably would have been like, yeah, okay, all right. But to hear that ovation and to feel that love, and yeah, I guess we're cheating a little bit. It's my hometown, but I don't know many people who are that liked in their hometown. So, you know, I think the love was creeping out, and it was coming back based on stuff I was watching and stuff I was seeing. And there's like this groundswell of buzz. Right. And then I came out and I was just like, yes. Okay. It was such a great moment, mostly because I was like, I made the right decision. And this 100% right here, this reaction alone proves it. You weren't going to get that for me or anybody else in any other situation in any other company. So perfect storm where everything comes together. And, you know, there's been maybe three times in my life where I was like, I'm right where I need to be right in the moment. And that was one of them.
Besides Darby Allin, who are you really looking forward to? Cause you have, I mean, there's so many dream matches, but so many people in that locker room that it's like, wow. Cause there was always supposed to be, it was funny, you know, Hulk Hogan, then who was the Lex Luger was the next supposed to be Hulk Hogan. There was a lot of going to be the next CM Punks. Who do you think is going to be, I don't know. Who do you want to work with?
Lame answer. It's everybody. You know, I've never worked with the Young Bucks. I've never worked with Kenny Omega. I worked with Cody, you know, what, in 2009. And those are the guys that I never mention when I'm doing media, because I always feel the need to put the spotlight on other young guys, you know, Darby Allin, Pillman Jr., Hobbs, Ricky Starks. There's people that have potential. And if you know anything about wrestling and you watch the program, you see those guys and you go, that guy right there, that guy's got something. And I love how they're rough around the edges. And that's so great. It reminds me of watching an old wrestling television show, studio wrestling, and seeing guys, and not everything's super polished. Not everything's an LED screen. These guys have different gear, different looks, personalities that are all different. And you can tell that they all come from different spots. They've trained in different ways and they have different styles. And that's what 100% attracted me to the AEW locker room. Why wouldn't I want to wrestle these guys? Why wouldn't I want to go there? You know, you could talk about big money matches. There's way more in AEW than there is anywhere else for me.
You talk about who you could possibly get in the ring with and some new people that you never got the chance to work with. What was it like seeing some old friends, in particular our very own Mark Henry? What was it like seeing him backstage that Rampage?
I love seeing him. I don't know how I missed him. You know, like I remember walking into a room and saying hello to like a whole, literally like a whole bunch of people. Oh, hey, nice to meet you. Good to see you. I saw Dean Malenko, gave him a big hug. And then like, I turned around to like settle in and I'm staring at Mark Henry, who's sitting in front of me the entire time. I was like, how did I miss you? You know, I can get my arms all the way around him. Like he's fit. He's in shape. Like just super exciting. You know, I don't know if I was happier to see a bunch of old friends or if I was happier to meet a bunch of new ones, you know, because every, like literally like Tommy, this, I told you this via text, like I'm Terry Funk now. I'm Terry Funk walking into the ECW locker room where there's like all these young upcoming future superstars and, you know, and they're like, hey, I remember watching you when I was 10. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. Don't make me feel so old. You know, like, it's kind of a neat feel. It's neat to be me right now. That's all I could say.
First, I think you missed Mark Henry because every time you looked his way, he was ducking down eating your ice cream, because I've heard nothing but great reviews. He's still talking about it. He's talking it to me and I want to punch him because I haven't eaten it yet. I got to tell you this. And Mark always says we give people their flowers while they're alive. And, you know, I've known you since a long, long time. I don't know if you know what you have and this appeal that you have, but I'm going to tell you it, because when I first saw it, you are what Dusty Rhodes had. You are what Ricky Morton had. You are, when you were somewhere else, you were the guy who wasn't supposed to make it and did. You were the voice of the people. You did things differently. You also gave hope to the independent wrestler that paid their dues, that worked the crappy arenas, that, you know, worked from Ring of Honor to get where you are, and you weren't supposed to make it, but you did. And you gave hope to so many people. And I'm so happy you're back, not just because you're my friend, but just because as a wrestler and fans, we need closure. And the fact that we almost never got to see you wrestle again would have been a sin. But the fact that Tony Khan and you gave us that, I'm forever grateful, and I'm your friend. But I know the fans feel the same way, because you have this amazing connection with people that very few ever have. And that will stay with you till the day you die. And everything, even when you did UFC, when you tried something and you had a smile on your face, and that you have this ability to connect with people because it's real to you and it's real to them. And as a fan and as your friend, man, I just wanted to praise you. That'd probably be the only time I ever put you over. But I love you, but I also love the fact that you decided to come back. because it's best for everything.
Well,
don't cry.
I think I started to well up a little bit. It's hard not to. It really is, because you know, I feel like you have to balance all of that with being grounded and being humble, and it's just like,
and you are.
It's nice to hear it, you know, from you. It's nice to hear it from other people, because I can scream it from the rooftops. You know, I did this. First guy through the wall gets bloodied. Pioneers have arrows in their back. Yada yada yada. But I mean, you were there for a lot of it. And, you know, what this is all captured for me is the entire reason that I used to get in a car and drive to Southern Indiana and work for barely gas money for Ian Rotten in a barn in Southern Indiana in front of six people, being told I'll never work anywhere else because Jim Cornette runs OVW and he hates Ian, and now you'll never make it to WWE. And I was like, well, they're not the ones offering me a job. And like, this guy is. So, and I get to work Tracy Smothers. Why wouldn't I do it? You know, you were there when I was in OVW, and they were sending memos that CM Punk is never to be brought to television because he's the king of the indies. And my thing was always like, well, I wish I could have a conversation with the people sending those memos, because where the fuck was I supposed to work? The indies. That's what's there, is because your father swallowed up like all the viable territories. And like, the only thing I ever tried to do was tell a good story in the ring and learn from people that came before me, you know? And I always thought it was funny that like Dusty Rhodes loved me, Harley Race loved me, Terry Funk loved me, Tracy Smothers loved me. I had all these guys that gave me their stamp of approval. And then, you know, I get to the big show and I'm told that I'm nothing and I'll never make it. And I was just like, man, that's weird, because these guys like me, and that's almost all I care about. You know what I mean? But then the chip on my shoulder came out and I was like, I'll prove y'all wrong. And I did. And like I said, I can, you know, I don't ever help anybody because I want people to know that I help somebody. I it's always the right time to do the right thing. And I feel like that's what I've always done. Thank you. I appreciate that. I truly do. You know, there's not many guys like you left. You know, you've been there my entire career. I mean, you're the one who called me and was like, Johnny's going to call you. He's going to give you a job. I tried to get you more money, but he said no. You know, that was you in 2005. So it's just cool to hear that. Sorry, I get emotional.
It's all good. That's what this is about.
You know what? And I didn't know if it was you or Tommy talking in that moment. It was you. You sounded so much like Tommy. I remember when I got divorced, I made a promise to myself that my happiness at some point in my life has to come first. And I remember interviewing you 8 years ago, and you looked unhappy. I think the only time a smile came to your face is when I mentioned a Jello Biafra spoken word album. And that was like the only, there you go. But like, did you have that conversation with yourself? Like, at some point, my happiness has to come first, and you have to prioritize things.
Yeah, 100%. You know, there's what people like to call WWE drones out there that aren't going to like anything I have to say about that company. So I try to limit what I do say, but everything I do say is the truth. I was going to die. You know what I mean? Because in my head, I'm always like, well, what would Harley Race do? He would keep going. There's only so many times you can get hurt and keep going. And you know, I was never given time off after an elbow surgery, a knee surgery, narrowly avoided a hip surgery. It was always, no, we need you. And it's nice to be needed, but they will run you dry, you know? And I was on that path, and I watched too many friends get swallowed up by this business and by, you know, drugs and everything else that they maybe thought that they had to do to keep going. And I was a cycle breaker. I took myself out of it. I've never really been proud of myself about a lot of things, but you know, it's just a real life thing that I was proud of myself about, because I took a step back and I was like, they're not listening to me. I'm sick. I'm hurt. They're not going to take care of me. You know, I had to take care of myself. You know what I mean? And it caused a lot of drama, you know, a lot of silly baggage, but I'm alive. You know what I mean? I woke up this morning and it sounds dramatic, but it's not bullshit. Like, I would have kept going until I literally could not go anymore. And then what? Then I'm a, you know, and then I get posthumously inducted into a Fugazi Hall of Fame. Like, no, I don't want that. Like, I want to be able to kiss my wife and walk my dog and, you know, enjoy things. And like I said, I know that there's people out there that are going to be like, oh, this is bullshit, or it's dramatic. It's not. And I implore anybody out there that if you're unhappy with anything, you know, like you have to do what's best for you, you know, that was the 100% bottom line. I wish there was a support system, but I was mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally just in pain, you know, and if I didn't get out of there, I wouldn't be here right now.
I got nothing else to say. I'm just happy you're back. I'm happy AEW has given so many opportunities to so many, and you have changed the business like you will never understand. And as long as this train keeps on going, you're opening doors for so many, because it was the moment you walked out was a switch from Sports Center putting you over the United Center. This, the world is talking about it, and like casual wrestling fans are back watching wrestling. And it was this one guy's vision, and then he got the guy who was divorced from the business and brought him back. And it was just like this happy moment. And I just like to celebrate happiness. So I'm out. I'm good. Thanks. I'll text you later.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, I know you have other media commitments. It was a pleasure talking to you for a few here. Of course, you can watch AEW Dynamite every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT, and Rampage, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. CM Punk, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
This is Jimmy Smith, voice of WWE Monday Night Raw and host of Unlocking the Cage on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. And I'm here to let you know that Unlocking the Cage is now available as a podcast. That's right. You'll get my take on the trending stories in combat sports and interviews with some of the biggest names in the fight game. I'm bringing you shows every weekday. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Didn't surprise me. Awesome interview with CM Punk.
Absolutely. You know, it was funny. And for the listeners, we did record that yesterday. Listening back to it, when he talks about the Harley Race thing, it went back when I remember when Harley Race came to the WWE. And I remember, man, I was like, man, that's not the Harley Race that I knew. And then you find out when I read his book that he was going through some massive stomach issues. And when he said I was going to die, Harley Race wrestled every single night and would miss that headbutt, sometimes off the apron to the floor every night, you know, wrestling Hogan. And he was slower, but he said like every night he had a pain in his stomach, but he just continued to wrestle because he had to do that. And I didn't get the reference until I heard it again. And that's what we are programmed to do. You know, Bully Ray is one of my best friends, and I helped watch my friend cut his cast off so he could wrestle at ECW's Barely Legal. And when I see my friend walk, he walks with a limp and his foot is to the right. I want to say at times I wasn't a good friend because I shouldn't have let that happen, but you can't stop a man when they're motivated to do something. I get reminded, for me, I broke my neck and my back and I never missed a show. There were times I couldn't walk and I would be laying on the floor. My music would hit and wrestlers would pick me up under my shoulders and literally walk me, pick me up like I was on a gurney, but I was just laying on the floor and push me out the curtain. And my music would hit Man in a Box and Tommy Dreamer kicks in and I couldn't stand the entire show, but yet I could go out there and walk and I would take bumps while I was hurt. And these are just stories that I have seen. Mark Henry's talked about wrestling with his kneecap and I remember seeing that, like putting his kneecap back in place so he could go out there and wrestle. And it takes its toll on your body. Thankfully, I live a pain-free life, but when Punk said that, it was very, very, because you don't understand the grind and it's hard. And we don't want it to end. But when, if you're not in a good place, it doesn't matter how much money you're making. It doesn't matter if you're on top, whatever. You need to escape. And you'll also hear so many wrestlers tell you, like I know from Terry Funk's story of like when he just snapped, or Arn Anderson's story of when he just snapped and they had to walk away because the beauty of wrestling, like we say, hey, we just kept going during a pandemic, you know, after 9/11, but it's also the curse of the business that it never stops. There is no off season. There is no time to heal. There is no time, you know, to heal after surgery. Every sport has that but wrestling. So I'm happy that he's back. I said it in the interview. And again, he's been more than open and honest from his return promo to everything that he has said, he's been honest about, and how could you not respect and love honesty?
Yeah, and he was very honest in the interview as well, and he talked about happiness and wanting to be happy. Listen, he left at a time, Tommy, when he was at the height of his popularity, and people hated to see him go. And this 7 years that he's been gone, over 7 years that he's been gone, every time the Royal Rumble comes around, every time we hear about the possibility of somebody big returning, we start thinking of CM Punk. When CM Punk, you know, made that appearance at that indie show, we're like, oh my gosh, is he coming back to wrestling, you know, when he became a part of Fox and did, you know, the show with Renee Young and Mark and Booker T, were like, is this the door opening of him coming back to the WWE? I think the biggest thing he said in his promo and in our interview, Tommy, is that, hey, I left pro wrestling when I left Ring of Honor. You know, the WWE, and they do, Tommy, they promote themselves not as a wrestling show, but as sports entertainment. I say it all the time on this show. Pro wrestling, when Vince McMahon hears the term pro wrestling, he has a scowl on his face. He hates that term, pro wrestling. He makes, you know, like that famous line in that documentary, Beyond the Mat. I don't do wrestling. I make movies. He is the quintessential sports entertainer, and that is what it is. But for CM Punk, he never lost his love for pro wrestling. He's always loved pro wrestling. It was the sports entertainment WWE side that just was never a good fit for him.
Correct. And hey, it's not knocking the WWE for, you know, it's just, and I say this all the time, it's just being in a different system. WWE is concentrating on their own business, their own world, and if it works for them, it works for them. But there has to be alternatives. There have to be people that, you know, don't want to play on their team, and that's okay. They'll be them, and you be you. And CM Punk has been CM Punk. Would he have achieved his worldwide fame without WWE? Absolutely not. So, but it was just, it's different. And he did have those moments. But when you have a divorce the way that happened, it shouldn't have been. But if, again, when I talk about history repeating itself, there's pretty much like every person who held the WWE title has a different exiting point that isn't always the happiest. But he was able to get out when he wanted to. He got out and during his own hype. So, again, how can you not respect the person who walked away from at his peak? But now we're going to see a whole new peak, and I look forward to seeing it on this Sunday.
Yeah, and
or Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah,
and
it's, again, absolutely
different. He's going to be there all the time, not wrestling, but he said it in the interview. I'm going to be there Wednesdays, going to be there Fridays, because he's back into wrestling.
Yeah, and I'm excited for it. Tommy, I'm excited for it. And he even mentioned in an interview, as far as like, you know, the WWE loyals that will never understand. Okay. He's fine with, you know what? You know, you're a WWE diehard and you don't want to understand what I'm saying. That's fine. Do you? And let me be me. And I think right now, I think he's earned that right. And you know what? All the speculation and the whys and the why nots and what ifs and all those things, those are all in the past. He is now a part of the AEW roster, Tommy. And like you said, he's going to be there on Wednesdays and Fridays. We're going to see him at All Out on Sunday in Chicago. And when it comes to CM Punk, you know what? It's about AEW. He seems happy right now, and that's all you can ask for. I said it in the interview when I got divorced. I said, from here on out, it's about my happiness. I have a family that I have to take care of, but I can't make anybody happy, Tommy, if I can't make myself happy. It's impossible to give people happiness if you're miserable. At the end of his WWE run, he was miserable. So you can't make people happy if you can't make yourself happy.
Dave, you and I have had conversations too about, you know, this show, your life, how you got into radio. Like, you were in banking and you're just like, I don't want to do this. And you took a chance. You're also, you know how much I love wrestling. I literally loved it since I'm 9 years old. And I walked away from WWE too in 2009 because I wasn't liking something I loved for so long. And it was just like, it made me hate it. And I don't hate the people or I don't hate the system. And I watch more wrestling now than I ever have. It's just I needed to leave it to be in a better place. And I have no I love Vince. Ric Flair said it himself. I love you, Vince. Cool. It's just, it is what it is. And most people won't realize like why, you know, I love Vince McMahon. I love Vince McMahon for a lot of reasons. And he's a cool guy to hang out with. I've always gotten along with him. It's just, I'm cool where I'm at. And just like CM Punk, he's cool where he's at and was cool when he left. And it's like you said, it's time to move forward. We have that. That's in the past, and it's onward and upward. And we, you know, we started off this talking about what ifs. Oh, what if he would have stayed? What if all this stuff? Who cares? You need to always move forward. And he has, and we're going to see that continuance Wednesday, Friday, and then eventually we're going to see his first match back. We had literally had a caller who also sent me his stuff already, so thank you, who said he got a tattoo of CM Punk on his heart after he was basically had a heart attack, was told he was going to die. He said, you know what? I'm going to do this because I like the guy, and I'm going to see him wrestle again. So he's going to see him wrestle again. He has a picture, and I already sent it to Punk, and he was like, oh, my God, that's amazing. Think of that. And I always say you never know how your life affects somebody else's or how a person's state of mind may be, how you affect them. It's a beautiful friggin' thing. That's why wrestling is art.
Yeah, and I'm excited about the future of CM Punk. I'm excited about the future. Listen, like even with the WWE, when it comes to NXT, I'll be watching every Tuesday. I have high hopes for whatever this next phase of the WWE is going to be. And I'll be watching Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Impact on Thursdays, with, you know, SmackDown on Fridays, and Rampage on Fridays. Like, Tommy, you and I are lifers. And most of the people that listen to this show are lifers, Tommy. We're in our own community. We bitch and complain about some of the things that we see, but it's in our blood. It's in our DNA. Once you have and you believed in the magic of pro wrestling, that just does not go away in my eyes.
But we also, we bitch and complain because we know we can have it better. How many times do we, this was on a Monday, on a Tuesday show where we're talking about stuff we would see on a Monday, and we'll go out to the nation and the nation would come up with better ideas than what was perceived on television. And yeah, you and I, wrestling fans forever, like, wow, that was better. And it's not like, oh, I hate the curmudgeon. I've been in the business 30 years. I know better than you. No, we all have great ideas. I just watched the Bob Ross documentary on Netflix, which I will never buy a Bob Ross product ever again. But here's a guy who in 30 minutes would create art and beauty. And I remember watching this show back when it would air, and I'm like, oh, why is he putting a tree there? Don't put that tree there. It's a pretty little tree. I want to put a tree here. Why don't you put a little tree here? And then when he would reveal that tree, I'd be like, God damn, that tree looked pretty good.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Chapter 1. Wayfair welcomes you to the neighborhood. Our hero, Titus Burgess, ambled down the stylish street of an enchanting utopia. A woman waved from a chic lounger. "Welcome to the neighborhood," she said, "where Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love." Titus stared in awe. Bohemian Boulevard, Trendsetter Terrace, Mid-Century Circle.
Titus, You're reading the Wayfair catalog.
Oh, you'll love Chapter 2. Wayfair's fast and free shipping saves the potluck.
Wayfair, every style, every home.